Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 73. Sorry, the monster next door is attacking. It's fitting, being it's Halloween. They're running the sweeper next door, and apparently they left it up next to the wall. But yes, this is our special Halloween episode.
Let me go over and talk.
Yeah, would you? That'd be great.
I'll be back.
It's nice that right as I started recording, I was like, but we're going to talk a little about Walking Dead. Matt's looking some stuff up right now, doing some investigative journalism. Not really.
Not yet.
But, and then the new previews came out, so we might as well have a little fun with that, because that's always fun. The newest episode, you know, spoilers if you didn't watch it from last Sunday, but I don't feel too bad if you haven't watched it in 4 days now. But the governor appears, which I thought was really good, and I think part of what I liked about it was there was no whiny Lori and there was no crazy Carl. There's Andrea, who I like, Michonne, who of course everyone's going to like, and you got the governor, who's being introduced, and the return of Merle, with Little Merle.
Little Merle?
Isn't that what he called his arm thing?
Oh.
At least they did. Maybe that's from Talking Dead. They were talking about it after.
Evil Dead on.
But I liked it a lot. I thought it was a really good episode.
We're not doing introductions this week.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Joining me tonight.
Chops.
Joining me tonight are
Chuck,
Matt,
in an empty chair,
and the ghost.
The ghost. Yes, there we go.
Megan,
Boris, the spider. Yes.
Megan has to go home and research her Apple products so she can defend them next week.
Yes, that was a fun and very exciting debate. But so. Yeah, I thought it was a real good episode. Like I said, it lacked the stuff that I normally tune out on. As soon as Lori appears on the screen, my attention tends to go elsewhere. You were asking what you thought they were going to do by the end. I mean, I hope they kill her off at the end of this.
Yeah,
season.
I was going to say, we're going to assume the people that have read the book at this
point.
Yeah,
spoilers, but
Lori gets shot.
I don't know. I mean, like I was saying, if there's only 10 more episodes, we still have to get to the point where they meet up, and I don't know if that's going to happen next episode that quickly.
Well, yeah, because they said they showed what's his name going. How'd that gate get open? I'm
right. No,
that's...
no, I think that's they kind of implied that was somebody inside the prison doing stuff. Like all of a sudden maybe I saw an extended preview, but all of a sudden the alarms are going off, drawing people to the prison and stuff. And I don't know if it would have been somebody like Merle infiltrating and doing stuff. It made it look like someone inside the prison was...
I mean, Merle would kind of be hard to get in there. I mean, lefty,
yeah.
One hand.
No, I agree. I don't know if that... Or if they're going to do that for a whole episode, but...
I don't know if there's
enough time.
He don't know they're there yet, though.
Right. I don't think they know where they are.
Yeah, they don't know. None of them do.
Well, Andrew,
they don't know where everybody is. Yeah, so...
I didn't like how they handled the military thing, because that's not how it went down in the book, right? They just stumbled across that, and didn't Rick and...
I don't remember.
Yeah, me either. But the thing that I was thinking was, in the books, weren't they in the prison for, like...
They were in prison for a long time. Yeah, at least
a while.
No, through the eighth trade.
And they were friends when they found the prisoners. They didn't. When they found the prisoners, they were sitting there eating meatloaf,
right.
They were all like, "Oh, here, have it." You know, they were all buddy buddy.
Yeah,
but what happened in that did happen. There was an attack, and Rick shot the prison leader.
Yeah,
kind of like how he took him out in the episode. So that did happen. It happened a little quicker, but
in the comic, he made it look like it happened in battle.
Right.
Because they were shooting a bunch of zombies, and he kind of was like,
exactly.
Yeah, he just kind of turned and shot them.
But, so, I mean, there's a lot, you know, and then in the book, then they ran off to Woodbury and all that happened with Michonne and Rick and everything. So, I mean, they got to play that out. I'm sure there's going to be...
Wasn't the helicopter crash how they found Woodbury?
I don't remember.
Yeah. So, my thing was, the first two seasons mapped to the first two trades. It's pretty close.
I mean, they changed stuff, but it's close.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, at the end of the
but
first
But I don't think
season,
this season's going to be 3 through 8. Yeah,
That's what I mean. No, are we going to have season 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 all be in the prison? Because that's going to get real boring.
Right, that'll get boring. No, you're right.
So I really
but I just don't know if they'd rush through that quick. But they might. Who knows?
I mean, they might depart from the... Because 22 episodes of Woodbury and the prison is going to get pretty boring.
Right, but if it's only 13...
Right.
Then we're talking something. So I can see a cliffhanger with maybe Rick being taken by the governor. or something like that, like especially with the people reading the books,
the
knowing what's coming.
Finale?
Or even just the season finale.
Yeah. So, what, according to IMDb, they only renewed it for 13 episodes.
Okay.
But wasn't season two longer than that?
Mm-mm. First one was only six.
Yeah, then
I know
they
the first one was
long,
six.
That break.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Although, if they, you know, hopefully they don't drag it out like the looking for the little girl that got tiresome in season two.
Yeah.
The first half of season two
and
was bad.
And you figured out what was going to eventually happen. Let's see.
Oh, see, I didn't. I didn't know she was in the barn. I thought that was, I figured she was dead, but I didn't think she was in the barn.
I kind of thought that she was going to be in there.
I assumed somebody was in there.
Yeah.
I mean, once they found the walkers in the barn, it's like...
Right. Well, I knew it was like his wife and all that, but yeah, I didn't expect the girl.
Yeah, I think she...
But, and I liked the end, and it was neat. In the comic book Legal Defense Fund Liberty issue, the last story is the Walking Dead governor... picking up the fish tanks.
Fish tanks?
To put the heads in.
But in the
Liberty annual
in the comic,
fundraiser
the
thing.
Heads in the fish
tank. No, but that they've added it in this thing. So I think that was really interesting. And the timing was, you know, perfect.
Yeah.
For it to come out this week. They normally don't time stuff. I was looking through my invoice for next week's stuff, and I think I have 7 or 8 Halloween books coming next week.
Nice timing.
Well, the best thing is because they're not more than 30 days late, they're not returnable.
Well, trick-or-treating got delayed, so...
Right, exactly. But, yeah.
I mean, were they scheduled to ship?
Yeah, they were scheduled.
Sandy screw it up?
No. Well, I don't...
Sandy,
no, Sandy,
not your wife.
No, Sandy didn't... Sandy wouldn't have screwed that up. All my stuff was already boxed and shipped before it hit, so... But they just got to Diamond Lake. But it's just one of those, hello, you know.
Yeah,
and including, you know, it's like Walking Dead figures, some other...
regardless.
Right, but lots of, like, Universal Mummy Bank, Universal Creature of the Black, you know, stuff that would have been great to have in, you know, 2 weeks ago. You know, coming in today wouldn't have been a whole lot, very helpful
either.
Well,
I think next year, just don't order that crap, because I remember it was late last year.
Yeah.
So you'll have this year's stuff to sell next Halloween.
Great. I only get to hold it for a year.
All right.
But, any other thoughts on Walking Dead?
I don't know. What are we...
I just like the end, except I was expecting his daughter at the end.
You were expecting the governor's daughter?
Yeah.
That's
what I thought when he went into that room, and all of a sudden it was that wall of heads.
Because
like,
the governor's daughter was a zombie, and chained with the...
Right, and I think that's what the scientist guy is
trying to solve. The...
Exactly.
I thought he was trying to make an army for that guy.
He might be trying to do that, too.
Because remember he was saying, like, if we cut their jaw off, they can't bite us.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, maybe...
Which is kind of what Michonne did. I don't know if they figured that out, but...
I think that's how he...
Is it? Okay.
I think, because they told him, and he's like, I want to ask her more questions, and then there was that whole, like... The doctor's a sociopath, serial killer, having tea with them, like...
Yeah, there was a lot of... Well, what in the talking to the tea, they said, was simply because one of the writers always does tea, so they just kind of wrote that in to make it look like he was a little more creepy.
I mean, I worked with a lot of IT people, and that was one of the most awkward, like, social gatherings with women I've ever seen in my life.
But one thing for me that was weird, Sandy watches The Good Wife, and... The doctor was the gay brother on The Good Wife. So I'm sitting there watching it going, how do I know this guy? And I love that when you're, you know, watching and spending the entire time trying to figure out where you knew the actor from.
I'm sure it's Sandy. Watches that. So while we're talking about comic book TV,
Arrow has been fantastic. That last episode, I just watched it yesterday.
You have to refresh my memory what happened.
It was the Deadshot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was really good.
But they killed him. Well... Killed him too quickly.
Oh, he's not going to be dead. I don't remember that, but...
Didn't he shoot an arrow through his eye at the very end? Through the goggle?
Oh, maybe, but he'll be okay.
Maybe he didn't make it all the way through the
goggle. Oh, but then maybe he turns into death... They mash him up with Deathstroke.
Yeah. I love the origin.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's not his origin from the comic.
Oh, I was watching it here, as I was checking in books, so I wasn't completely focused, so sometimes I miss stuff.
But his origin wasn't that from the comics, mm-hmm. right?
Not completely. That he was. It's funny. I bought a copy of it, Brave and Bold 85.
Now on sale at Pittsburgh.
Now on sale, yes. He basically was a, you know, the rich kid. The yacht went down. He got washed up. In order to, he had to feed himself. He created a bow and got really good with it. Some drug runners landed on the thing to, like, stash stuff. Till later, he attacked them, beat them, and then
that's a pretty forward-thinking origin for.
Yeah. Well, that was in the 70s.
Was it 70s?
Yeah, that was in the 70s. Where they, I guess, revamped it, but that's also when they redesigned him, gave him the new look and everything.
And I like that they're setting up the sister to be Speedy.
Well, he even called her that, but I like that, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, to drug use. And
yeah. Yeah. It's very much the Grell.
You yell at us.
Man. I know. I'm sorry. I normally don't have my phone at the table. I apologize.
That's just because you got a new iPhone.
It is. It's fancy.
Got to show off.
Hey, man, it was so awesome Saturday. We had the all the
costumes.
I was going to say cosplayers.
Too good to show up.
But all the costume people. And I'm like, how am I going to take a picture? And somebody goes, well, you should, you know, if only you could use, you know, take a panorama photo. And I'm like, hey, I'd just gotten the iPhone the day before. So
how'd that work out for you? Every time I've tried it, it's like
no, it came out perfect.
I saw the picture online.
I didn't do anything like special. I just went like that.
It's kind of cool how it came out.
Yeah. But you just like because you're in the middle.
Yeah, that's what I told him a little bit ago. Yeah.
Who won the contest?
On Facebook, I did post which ones won, but Clark Kent won. Second place was John Constantine, and third place was Harley Quinn.
Who was Harley?
Dan Garbark's daughter.
Oh, cool.
But that was fun doing that. But I'm sorry, the Green Arrow stuff. It's really very much the Mike Grell run. He's living in the Northwest, fighting corporate bad guys. Not so much costumed, but wearing a hoodie. It's very 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 similar, which is good because I love that Grell run.
Oh, it's because you're a Marvel hater.
No, this was long ago.
I know.
This is long ago.
I have to call you a Marvel hater.
That's fine. Wait till we get to the Marvel previews. You're going to be just giddy with excitment over Deadpool Illustrated taking on Moby Dick.
Did you read that? What is that?
What preview?
Marvel Deadpool 1.
No, I missed it.
It was up until yesterday.
I forgot to finish the ones yesterday. There was the last X-Force, the finale.
Yeah.
I missed reading.
Did you read Iron Man 1?
I did.
I liked it.
My problem with it was that the girl looks like every Greg Land girl. They all look exactly the same. Yes.
She's just a...
But it's the same face that he had for Jean Grey, that he had for Sue Storm, that he had
Pepper
for...
Pepper doesn't look like her.
She doesn't. Well, in a couple panels, I wasn't sure who it was.
Yeah.
But she just looks like every... You know, and everybody's always happy and smiling. It's the most smiling book you'll ever see.
But I think I like...
The story was okay, but art killed it for me.
I mean, did you read the Ellis Extremis run?
Yes.
Okay. Because I loved that run.
Yeah, I like that. And like I said, it wasn't even so much the story, but the art just totally pulled me out.
I see how that would hurt you.
But that ships next week, along with Deadpool 1.
Oh, it does ship next week?
Yeah.
I highly recommend it, because he has the Steeler uniform on.
He does. Fair enough.
Well, if you look through previews, it doesn't seem like it's going to last very long.
We didn't get that for you.
Well, hang on. Well, all you see is his head.
Well,
okay, here we go. Let's get to it. If you picked up your previews, read along with us. If you didn't,
download the...
Yeah, it's somewhere.
Whatchamacallit?
Superior Spider-Man on the cover.
What's he superior to?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. But yeah, it was my first inkling was when I opened this little flap and then I went like that and I went... What?
You know
Deadpool
what, you
Illustrated.
Know what I gotta say? Spider-Man's got a huge ass. I mean, look at that cover.
That's his leg, part of his legs. Too.
Those are his legs. But there's already a picture that's almost exactly like this. I was trying to find it online. It was a cover on one of the Sensational Spider-Man books.
That is huge butt.
I think it looks pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Stegman, he started on the... Spider-Man.
It was funny for last week for all the dissing of the Uncanny X-Force with Puck and everything. There's something about it they didn't tell us that I really like.
So did we'll you read it?
No, just in the description.
It's in this description.
Yeah. So we have Uncanny X-Force number one.
I like the cover of.
Oh, wait, let's not skip over Deadpool.
Well, these are just promo stuff. We'll get to them.
Oh, wait, where?
Those are just the images. There you go. Now, one thing I don't like is that these aren't showing you the covers. I'm not sure what they're showing us here. Well, I guess the covers were on the page before that.
What has Sam Humphries done that I would know?
Nothing. He's their hot new guy.
Added Bishop, I guess.
But I thought he was their hot new guy like 3 years ago.
No, not that old. He did that Our Love is Real about the guy who loves his dog, and then he did a thing for Boom, Higher Earth, I think just got canceled. And then he did one of the Ultimate books. Ultimates, maybe? I don't know. One of the Ultimate books, but he's their hot new thing.
It's kind of funny. Like, I've searched Wikipedia for him, and there's tons of references because of things he wrote. He doesn't have his own page.
Who did that cover?
Of what?
That's not Coifel.
Of the Uncanny X-Force?
Yeah.
No, that looks more like...
That looks like the guy who's doing Funk Rock Jesus.
Maybe this Murphy. Is...
Mm-hmm. No, but it has that feel to it.
That's the guy that was doing X-Force. That's going to be doing...
I don't know, because he's not listed. The lists are Ron Garney and Oliver Coypel.
That's the Olivier. Blank cover by TBA.
Yeah, but you notice all the variant covers. I'm loving the variant covers. Four on this one.
Well, at least they named it. At least, like, they told you who they are.
Yeah. Maybe, but what I like is the mysterious Mr. Cluster. Mysterious Cluster. Maybe I like that.
This might be the design variant.
Yeah, this is... Well, I don't know. There's 3 pages worth. I don't know, unless it's a fold-out cover.
You think this is Garney?
That doesn't look like Garney. I mean, I guess it could be.
Acuna?
No, maybe it is. Maybe it's Garney.
Acuna?
I like it.
I
like it a lot.
But it looks like the guy who's doing X-Force. His name
could
I blanked
be. On. But yeah, I love the cluster. I love the mysterious cluster. So we're kind of getting our... Phantomex.
Lady Phantomex.
So I like that.
Is that what the big
that gives
surprise
me hope.
You had
for Yeah, that was the surprise for me. I'm like, who's that? So I like that. And we're getting Bishop in this. So we have Cable in the other team and Bishop in this one. That can be interesting.
Why do they not like each other?
Cable went into the future trying to kill Cable for 24 issues. So yeah, I'm going to say they don't like one.
Oh, either. I remember. That was terrible.
Now we've got New Avengers, which is the Illuminati minus Professor X for certain reasons. So they add him the Beast. Yeah, okay.
Sure. The Beast of the Illuminati?
Yeah.
I guess he is the smartest X-Man alive.
Yeah. And is Black Panther taking over for anybody?
He was not part of the old Illuminati.
No, he was not. But everybody else here seems to be. And Namor, I thought Namor was on the run. How could Namor and Iron Man be in the same book? Iron Man be hunting him.
He's a holographic projection.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Variant cover by Scott Campbell. Sketch variant by Scott Campbell. Or J. Scott Campbell.
Variant cover by Steve Epting. Young baby variant. Blank cover also available.
Did those young baby variants sell for you?
No.
I mean, really? I don't buy them.
No.
I like the art on this. But I like Steve Epting.
Right.
No wonder I like that cover. Jock.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing the next one, too. I like the next one. It's interesting. But that's what leads me to believe there should only... Well, I guess 6 of them. I thought there were only 5 Infinity Gems. Yeah, I could be wrong.
Maybe they created one.
Yeah, because I just thought there...
Maybe those aren't the Infinity Gems.
Maybe it's one for his thumb.
Could be.
It does say Infinity Gems, old wounds.
One for the thumb.
Okay, Superior Spider-Man. I think this is going to crash and burn.
I'll buy the first one. That's probably it.
Yeah, I don't know. People like their Spider-Man.
I do, but so, I don't know. The art looks pretty good.
I missed the...
three, four, five, six, 7 variant covers on this one.
So I missed the... What are they doing with Spider-Man at the end of 700?
We don't know. It's a mystery. You have to buy it and find out.
There's
a rumor that this character's name is going to be Miguel, which would be Spider-Man 2099.
He's 87 years better than our Spider-Man.
True. Good point.
Well, that can just be the start of the book.
Plus, he has claws.
Yeah, this one has claws. The other one didn't have claws so much, but he had little things came out of his fingers.
Didn't he have wings, too?
Didn't he have something come out of his back or
he
something?
He may have.
Like a glider or something?
Yeah, I thought he did. I don't know.
I don't remember. Now, that baby variant is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, I don't know, I haven't looked to see what the qualifiers are for these.
It's either 1 in 50 or it exceeds.
Yeah. Well, I love the one, they added a variant, so I looked at it. It was 1 in 750 for 700. I'm like, are you insane? It's an $8 book. Who is going to order 750 copies of an $8
DCBS,
book?
DCBS, Mile High.
That's $6,000 worth of, but what's it going to sell for?
$350.
Who's going to buy that? Because your resale value, you go to, you know, somebody brings that into the store, dollar, you know,
it's a book. Like more than a dollar.
Not on that. Who cares? It's a 1 in 750 variant.
That's going to be pretty damn rare.
It's going to be very rare. It's probably going to be 5 of them made.
By Mile High, Midtown.
Yeah.
DCBS.
I don't see anybody stretching for that's $6,000 worth of Spider-Man to get one variant.
Yeah, but there's three people right there who were going to order it.
But is that, yeah.
So there's going to be three of them. Maybe they'll print four for overage.
Yeah, damages. Yeah.
Could you imagine if that box got crushed? Like, if you stretched it and you got that and the box got damaged? Oh, I'd probably kill my...
Now, the Superior Spider-Man 2 cover looks suspiciously like one we've just seen. Wasn't he kissing the black cat? Almost the exact same pose.
Yeah, that was like a year ago.
Yeah. I remember that cover, but I don't remember exactly what it looked
like. But I remember Mary Jane was behind him, but yeah, it was
like... Hey, look! Look who the same person did the cover. No wonder it's the same. If that's the variant by McGinnis...
No, the other one was Campbell.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. What in the F is that?
Yes, aren't you excited about the Savage Wolverine number one by Frank Cho? A Wolverine-Shanna team-up.
Yeah, you're effing kidding me.
I am not kidding you.
That's... Nick. All right, you can call
Wolverine finds himself transported to the Savage Land, his only ally, Shanna the She-Devil.
Remember that Frank Cho book that he sent out to give away for free?
Mm-mm.
Like, Free Comic Book Day
Frank
last
Cho?
Year?
No.
Wasn't it Frank Cho? That Babes in Space or something?
No, that was... You mean the computer one?
Yeah.
That wasn't Cho. That was Greg Pak.
Okay.
Very close, though. Yeah. I don't know what to make
but
of this.
So they're doing the thing that I really complained about DC doing, is they're making an artist a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And that just 99% of the time does not work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your John Byrnes are very few and far between. At least nowadays.
It has 5 variant covers.
Come on, Wolverine's fighting Velociraptor.
Mm-hmm. He pops out his eye.
Well, yeah.
You can't see that anywhere else.
Does Disney own Jurassic Park?
He's going to be in Jurassic Park 4.
I mean, this is honestly a book I don't know if I would drop $4 on. I really don't.
I hadn't really been looking at prices. Let's see what the price is.
It's $3.99.
But I'm just wondering about the others.
Spider-Man was $3.99, I think.
New Avengers, yep. $3.99.
They're all $3.99.
Yeah.
Draw on the line at $3.99.
Yeah. Okay, Young Avengers, next page. Young Avengers number one. That is only $2.99.
Oh.
The preview on this wasn't bad, but I don't like, you know, it's bringing in characters from different Earths to be on a team.
Yeah, I mean, they're all people we've seen before. Well, not Marvel Boy. No, we've seen him. He was in, wasn't Marvel Boy in...
Oh, Miss America's the one from a different universe.
Wasn't Marvel Boy from Agents of Atlas?
No, he was from, he was on the New Avengers. It was the Protector.
I think he's too old to be a young Avenger.
Oh, Marvel Boy, yeah, there was a Marvel Boy, but the Protector was Marvel Boy. Okay. That was from Grant Morrison's run.
Miss America we've seen in some of the Captain America alternate universe stories.
Yeah.
So what does this mean? Gillen McKelvey Wilson with added Norton sauce. Does that mean like Mike Norton's doing the...
No idea. Hey, only 3 covers on this one.
The variant? Or the coloring or something? Links?
Here we go.
I like Jamie McKelvey's art. The cover's cool.
Yeah.
We'll see.
The preview was cool. And what was that? Was that in the point one?
Yeah.
I think it was in the point one. That was good.
Although Miss America looks a lot like She-Hulk on this page.
Yeah.
And I don't know what this is. A variant by Brian O'Malley, whoever that is.
Scott Pilgrim. Come on, man.
Well, that is very fitting then, because that looks like a Scott Pilgrim cover.
Okay, here we go. Morbius the Living Vampire, spinning out of Amazing Spider-Man 699.1.
By popular demand.
Yeah.
Long-awaited ongoing series.
So what do I order this, about half Venom numbers?
Are there really Morbius fans out there?
I don't think there are. He did have his own series back in the 90s, so.
Sadly enough, I bought some of those issues.
There you go.
But I don't know either of the...
So I might as well buy this one.
Well, I know Joe Keating, but only because I know Joe Keating.
I know the name.
I know him as a person. He's been writing Glory and Hell Yeah.
Hell Yeah is all right.
Okay.
But I don't know Richard Elson.
No, I don't know who that is either. But we do have three variant covers.
I might try it.
I'll try it.
Okay, so that's the end of the new one. So this was my concern, just... like they said, you know, a new number one every week. So
that's four.
Yeah, Uncanny. Well, this was what, five maybe. So New Avengers, good. Uncanny X-Force, Superior Spider-Man, and then Savage Wolverine, Young Avengers. I don't think is going to do that great. And Morbius, we're starting to.
You know what I think's hilarious?
Running low.
Young Avengers never sells, as evident by the number of volumes that it has.
Well, but since they did the original run, all they've done is tie it in with events.
Yeah, but I mean, there was like, wasn't there two volumes or three volumes of standalone books?
Yeah, I think there were like 12 issues altogether in the first run.
Yeah, but I thought there was like another, somebody trying to read
so.
A lot.
No, I don't think so.
Because people always say, oh, it's so great, it's so great, I can't wait to see these characters, and then nobody buys it.
Yeah. Well, those tie-ins never sell well.
Well... look at the quality of the tie-ins.
So, Uncanny Avengers, hopefully we'll see when this one comes out.
So how late's the first one going to be?
Second issue's already going to be 2 weeks late. Which is then, well, who knows, it might not push back number three. They might ship the same day. Yeah. But all new X-Men 5 and 6.
When's one come out?
Yeah.
All new X-Men.
Someday. Sometime in November. No, it's not next week.
Yeah, 2 weeks then? Next week.
Might be 2 weeks.
Because it said on the retail thing today, now on sale, then preview.
Oh, was it? Yeah, the only preview I saw was for an old book.
Yeah.
Now, this was interesting reading Avengers 3 and 4.
Hey,
number
your favorite artist is on all new X-Men number 6. Favorite cover artist?
David Marquez?
No.
Oh, TBA, yeah. Tommy, Thomas Bryan, something. No, yeah.
I do like, is that supposed to be Kitty Pryde?
No, that's Jean Grey.
Oh.
That's young Jean Grey who's been transported to the present.
Okay. I think Beast went back too far.
And Avengers 3 and 4, interesting with number 4, is the secret origin of Hyperion. So now are they bringing in Squadron Supreme?
Must be.
Into the Marvel Universe. Which is just interesting. I think they have enough characters. And then A plus.
You know Hickman likes to play with.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't read the end of Fantastic Four and FF,
no.
But you had young Val and old Val and young. What's the boy's name? Alex?
Franklin.
Franklin. Old Franklin. Dad.
All together?
Dad Prime. It was. Very confusing.
Right, I'll read it when it comes out in an omnibus.
No, you won't.
Okay. A plus X4.
I love
now,
the cover.
I'm a little confused. I thought this was just going to be like a little mini, but apparently it's an ongoing. Which,
well,
I don't know
what... Marvel doesn't always put 4 of 6 or anything.
Well,
like
they normally do. But the fact that you have Quentin Quire and Captain America on this one.
Did one sell any good today?
You know, I haven't really been paying attention. Not great that I...
I mean, so
not
I
like
read,
everybody was bringing it up.
I read A plus X 1.
Yeah.
And both of the stories are fine.
Right. My problem with the second one, it was clearly leading into more.
Absolutely.
And my question was, where was more going to be? Now knowing this is an ongoing and it'll probably continue in this book. Okay. Thinking it was just a 4-part mini, I read that and I went.
I thought it was originally solicited as
I thought so
six.
Too.
I thought it was 6.
According to Wikipedia, A plus X is an ongoing comic book published by Marvel. Blah, 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 blah.
Really?
It looks like it's going to be Marvel team-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say it's basically a team-up book.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like DC Presents.
Yeah.
At least if they use it right.
Yeah, we'll see how it sells.
Oh, boy. So here's the team-up list for the first...
I heard it's been changing. Somebody
Hulk told and Wolverine, me. Cap and Cable.
Right.
Spider-Man and Beast. Iron Man and Kitty Pryde, number two. Black Widow and Rogue. Here comes your favorite. Hawkeye and Gambit. And then Black Panther, Storm, and Cap, Quentin Carter.
Okay. Cable and X-Force.
Well, looks all right. I like the cover.
Yeah. See how it goes. Also, it's going to add hope.
Where has Colossus been post-AVX? Did they just show him in...
in a cave or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. He was in the farmland.
I think it was this current... Consequences, yeah.
Because Yelena or whatever her name is came over and freed him from the Juggernaut.
And say that this Avengers Arena cover, I'm looking at going, what a waste. It's Greg Horn. Horn does such beautiful women. So what do we have him doing a picture of? The Avengers logo.
That's a pretty cool...
It is, but you can tell, it's Photoshop and all that, yeah, but it's just Greg Horn does such nice work. It just seems waste.
The mystery opponent.
Yes. And Darkhawk equals death.
Who's not Gary Brown?
I don't know.
Who is the killer stalking in the sleep?
Yeah. Captain America 3. There was one line in this that just made me go, yep, I see nobody buying this book.
What's that?
With the fate of the world hanging on his victory, Captain America must defeat the barbarian Lord of the Frocks. Really? That's your story arc. Captain America versus the barbarian Lord of the Frocks.
Should I know what Frocks is?
No. Oh, okay. I think that's kind of the point. Who cares? It's a made-up person from a made-up world. I want my Captain America stories to be a little more something.
I can tell you, Captain America is a made-up character.
I understand. No, but I just mean he's made up for this. It doesn't tie in with anything in Marvel history.
Okay, I'm just saying that.
No, I understand,
you realize.
But I don't want Captain America doing outer space travel. That's not what I want my Captain America to do.
And we saw how successful his interdimensional travels were with Brubaker's last run.
No, I didn't, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, your sales number probably
it's
solid.
Plummeted, but I just don't see this helping.
I will tell you, though, read the last issue. It stands completely alone, and it was very good.
Okay. Oh, the cover of Hit Girl has Hit Girl standing on the front. God, it's even worse. The head is about almost half the size of the body.
You know what I see here, though, is Captain America in this hat, time travel, interdimension. Like, why else is he rocking the beard and the goatee?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm. Oh, I see that. I don't know. That's when I Brubaker set a tone for Cap, and I realize maybe they're trying to change it up, but. Fighting alien barbarian Frost. Lords. That's not Captain America. Frost. Send Thor on that mission,
Well, maybe he's not there by choice.
Yeah. Okay, FF. I think FF's going to be whatever it is. I think that's... No judgment can be made on that.
Yeah, but that cover you got like...
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it's going to be bad. I think it's going to be out there on purpose. Fantastic Four, let's see what Fraction does with it.
Are they supposed to be interlocked again?
No.
Okay.
At least these two aren't. Oh, variant cover. No variant cover. Oh, yeah, variant cover on FF. Yeah. Let me know if there's a book that doesn't have a variant cover. Deadpool 4.
I really hope he keeps the Hickman continuity.
On Fantastic Four?
I like the cover of Deadpool 4.
Don't like Lincoln.
Well, he's punching out like Franken-Lincoln.
Right. Well, it's Zombie Lincoln. He's taking on the zombie, the dead president.
So dead president's for my zombie? Wait,
is this?
No, different company.
Okay. Is Trad Moore related to Tony Moore?
No.
Covered by Trad
Moore? No, I don't think so. It might be. I don't know.
That's his third cousin, second remains.
I wonder if all these people in the audience are supposed to be people.
Well, I wonder why she has a 201.
That's how many rounds they've been fighting.
Oh, I thought maybe this would be like the 201st issue of Deadpool.
That's pretty neat.
It could be. And I swear that looks like a photo on the cover of Iron Man 5.
Oh, that's highly... Well, Greg Land.
Yeah.
Highly photoshopped.
Space armor.
Oh, the all-new space armor. Two variant cover. Indestructible Hulk. You excited?
I like the variant cover. Don't know why he's wearing, like, repulsors.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the way he looks. I'm not digging the armor he's wearing in all these early previews.
Maybe he's depowered and Tony Stark gave him armor so that he could...
Maybe. But he's still big and green and muscular, so how is he depowered, you know?
That's what I mean. Maybe he's big and green and not muscular.
Maybe that's how he's changing now.
Maybe that happens at the end of AVX. Oh, wait. Okay.
Maybe it happens in Hulk 15.
Oh, could be.
Isn't that the end?
Yeah. It doesn't say final issue on it, though. How are we supposed to know that?
Uh-huh.
Journey into Mystery,
I
we'll
gave
see.
That book up well,
I like Darren's run.
Yeah, just as is Lady Sif.
I like the cover of Journey into Mystery.
I guess here's my problem with some of the stuff is that cover looks great, but I don't know how Valerio, I'm not even going to try that last name, what the art looks like. That comes into play a little bit later here, too.
Am I allowed to, can I say shitty? Because that's her.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you. Name. Thanks so much. X-Men Legacy 4 and 5, and it definitely looks like this is a legacy, this is a Legion book. I don't know how well a Legion book is going to sell.
Oh.
Because when I think of Legion, I go back to that, what was that one?
Hey, just you know about Valerio.
Age of X, or remember that miniseries that went between
that was in his head.
Yeah,
it was Age of X.
Age of X. Yeah, I mean that didn't sell well.
Valerio Shidi is very popular in Italy. Apparently.
Okay, good. And then Thunderbolts number 3. Oh, I couldn't be more excited.
What's Sinestro doing there?
That's the Red Leader.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
I actually kind of dig his or her arcs though.
Leader sucks.
But that's Dylan inside, so it's much different.
No, I meant Valerio.
Valerio Shidi. So, yeah, Red Leader, okay. Thor.
Oh, yeah. A lot better compared to... Oh, I guess that's not... He's not doing the cover. Yeah, that's...
This one. I mean, it's pretty nice.
Use assemble.
It's got that... European style of coloring to it.
Italian.
That's why I said he's big in Italy. All right, what are we on now?
4.
God of Thunder.
Yeah. Odin's losing more organs and limbs and...
That's what happens when you have sex with a frost giant.
I guess.
If it was worth it.
You lose an arm.
He's like, worth it.
Nice. Avengers, the Avengers assemble. Is it... Hulk looks wrong.
He looks like flat or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is he headbutting Iron Man's butt?
Because hanging coffins of bow whistle.
What?
That's what it says in the third bullet point.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I like the creative team, though.
Oh, and the very last bullet I like, too.
Wahaha. Yeah.
Surprised that's still going.
Well, we get the annual, not a point one, but we're getting an annual. Christos Gage is writing a lot of stuff this month.
And he gets diluted.
So a Vision special.
Who is this Williams person that's doing the Registry Hulk variant?
That would be Dave Williams.
Yes, but do we...
I don't know.
Okay. I like the original cover.
He hulked out a little too much on that variant.
Yeah. I mean, that cover looks like...
it's Kirby-esque.
Looks land.
This one?
It's odd, but...
Yana Schirmer. Schirmer.
They may use the same photo references.
No Limits. The issue that reveals that Betty Ross has more in common with Bruce Banner than the name the Hulk. Wow. Now it gets a little interesting. Avenging Spider-Man, and this is the new Spider-Man teaming up with
new creative team, new direction. The Superior Age begins. Hold your excitement, please.
It's Spider-Man team-up. Yeah, that's all it's been since the beginning.
Well, maybe it's now Spider-Man and the X-Men.
Oh, and Venom with your favorite writer.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know this Thonny Silas art, so...
Those covers aren't bad, but that's Shane Davis.
Davis and Paolo
I just don't. I don't know if I'm going back after.
Yeah. Him. Ooh, it looks like Toxin. It was going to appear. And I love this.
Oh, dear God. Shoot me in the face right now.
For what?
Alpha 0.1.
Well, it's just reprinting Spider-Man 629, but apparently next month we're going to have an Alpha number 1, is my guess. Because if we have a point one...
Let it be a one-shot.
Why would they do a point one before a one-shot?
No, I'm saying let this be a one-shot.
I doubt it.
Instant classic. I thought they depowered him.
I didn't finish it.
Maybe so it's going to be Alpha after all. And that whole Miguel thing was just a...
Oh, that could be.
Red hair.
Oh,
yeah, I never thought about that.
Didn't they depower Alpha?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Peter Parker can still... I think he controls
Parker Lock. Parker Prince. Particles.
I think he can.
Slot might be messing with all of us.
Could be.
Might be Alpha after all.
Okay, the Ultimate stuff.
The Ultimate Iron Man was really good, but I like the writer, so.
There we go. Sam Humphries is doing Ultimate Ultimates.
Ultimate Comic Ultimates?
Mm-hmm.
With Iron Patriot and Black Widow, director of
S.H.I.E.L.D. Iron Patriot? You'd think a movie was coming out soon.
What?
New Venom.
Secret Avengers wrapping up.
Yay, that storyline is long.
Yeah.
And the Black Ant, who's the sentient LMD clone of...
Oh, an LMD. I love LMDs. That's my favorite plot device.
Sentient LMD. Second one ever.
Dark Avengers, two issues. I wonder how long this one has to go.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you just gotta say, put a bullet in.
Yeah.
Scar, Moonsong, and Ragnarok go to war with the deadly Doctor Strange. And U.S. Agent is back.
That's in the next issue.
That's in 185 and 186.
Okay, next page. Punisher Nightmare, a weekly book. I'm sitting here going, you know what? I'm going to order this exactly how Space Punisher sold.
Especially with Mark Texera art.
It's only five. This is like something I would want to read like in a trade. Like all
right, because it's going to come out weekly, which means I can't adjust my numbers at all.
Which means it won't be in continuity. And
right. I don't expect that, but... Why not just release it
in a trade?
Because graphic novels then sell.
But might.
Original but graphic novels then sell. Yeah. At least that's what they say. I think they would sell.
Yeah, it's like going straight to DVD.
Yeah. Now, Hawkeye's been good. New direction for Captain Marvel, or a jumping on point. Why didn't they make it a point one, though?
But Vertigo just releases graphic novels.
Yeah, they do. Yep.
Yeah, but they don't sell very well, do they?
It depends.
I buy them, but...
It depends, yeah.
That David Aja cover of Hawkeye is just dreamy.
Yeah, no, it's been good. Winter Soldier, I wonder how long that's going to keep going.
I wonder who Felipe Andrei is, artist on Captain Marvel.
I don't know.
He's Italians.
Yeah, I guess Belushi. What's that guy's name? Belushi? Belushi? C.B. Belushi or whatever his name is?
Oh, Sibelski, yeah.
Sibelski. Must have been in the mood for Italian food.
There you go, could be. Then the next page, they're reprinting the Silver Surfer and Stan Lee stuff, which is funny because it's $7.99 here, but they just had one of those premier hardcovers for $25 reprinting the same two issues.
Did I?
That I bought.
Yeah.
Did anybody read Punisher Warzone?
I did.
Is it any
Loved
good?
It.
Yeah, it's just the only thing that struck me odd is like after all these years, all of a sudden now the Avengers decide the Punisher needs to be taken down.
Well, I guess Spider-Man got pissed because he stole a web shooter. Well, did you read it?
No, I read it. That's why I'm asking. I was thinking about it.
Yeah, it just seemed like just the next issue of Punisher.
So are you reading Punisher?
Yeah, I was.
I read the last two. I didn't see him doing anything with a web shooter.
Did you see the one where he had the adamantium tip bullet and shot through the window and swung across?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it was three issues ago, then.
Yeah.
I missed that one.
So he swung across, went in, and it got all smoky, and they couldn't see. And somebody else shot three cops. I don't remember who it was. Okay. Maybe it was a bad cop or something. But they're blaming Punisher and
okay. But just what
so I think that's what made the, you know, and then Spider-Man saying you swung across with a web shooter.
Right.
So that pissed him off, but he killed cops.
Right, but
so
then,
is the first
but
time
then at the end, someone talks to him and says, did you do it? Someone that he would trust.
Wolverine.
Right, and he says, no. Wolverine could tell if he's lying. That should have been end of story.
Should be.
You know, so that's my...
But
just a word.
I have faith in Rucka.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but also he's pissed and leaving the book, so...
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
really?
He quit because of Thunderbolts.
Oh, with the Red Skull.
Nobody told him he was going to be in a team book, that they were taking the book away from him and putting him in a team book. So he quit Punisher. That's why it's ended.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So he's...
This is it for Yeah, that last issue of Punisher was the finale.
Oh, there's no more ongoing Punisher by Rucka.
Correct.
You know what I gotta say, though? Quit being a two-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, oh my god, like, I don't have exclusive use of my ball, alright, I'm going home.
Just shut up and write.
Yeah, it's not like...
Take your check and write.
I mean, to be honest, it's not like having Wolverine in 16 team books restricts the artistic freedom of Colin Bunn. It's not, I mean...
Yeah.
Tongue-in-cheek with artistic freedom, but... that's... I mean, that disappoints me with Rucka. Like, where's he going to go now? He's pissed off DC. He's pissed off at Marvel.
Create her own, man. That's where that's the future right. is.
Well, I guess, I mean, he's doing Stumptown for O&I, but...
I'm sure it's paying the bills.
Well, he writes novels. I mean, he's a novelist, and I think that's where he makes his money.
Somebody told me this End of Days was good.
Yeah, I thought the first issue was great.
Yeah, the art got a little wonky at times, but...
Well, wasn't Jansen an inker most of his career?
Well, he drew, like, after Miller left Daredevil, he was the artist on
it. Oh, was he?
Doing a very Miller-esque style. But no, I liked it too. Number two's next week. Daredevil's still going. Now it's Daredevil teaming up with the all-new Spider-Man.
Oh, then it says about Stiltman.
Yeah, didn't Stiltman... I remember him dying.
Help from Dr. Octopus.
But I remember, didn't the Punisher kill him?
That was in a... No, it wasn't Max. That was
No, that was regular. Yeah.
They just showed him in something else where somebody new took on the
costume. Okay. That could be. That could be. Okay.
Yeah, because I remember watching an interview with Matt Fraction where he said the first person I ever killed was shooting Stiltman in a taint.
Nice. Okay, now we get into their novel stuff and kids stuff.
Really? A castle ongoing? I'll wait for the trailer.
Now, here we go. This one's for you. Marvel's Iron Man 3 Prelude.
I'm not
by Chris Gage. Not Christos Gage. Chris Gage.
Wait till the next page.
Yes, that's my favorite.
Iron Man 2 wasn't enough.
Thor adaptation.
Man.
One of two. That's what I love. They're going to recap the whole movie in 64
that'll
pages.
That'll go great with my Iron Man 2 adaptation.
There you go.
What is the point? Do they have these in the bin and in the
maybe
canon,
maybe DC said, why didn't you do comic adaptations for these? And they went, oh, we can. Okay.
Disney.
Disney, sorry. Okay, back to X-Men now.
You skipped Road to Oz.
Yeah. Wolverine versus Frankenstein.
Well, then. How do you feel about that?
No, I mean, it sells, but, you know, it sells six copies to the same six people.
Hey.
I hope those six people you know aren't listening.
At least you know how to order.
Oh, hey, we're out of variant covers. I just noticed.
Because it's like issue 20. You don't put variants on 20.
Okay, and Wolverine the X-Men 24 has my favorite artist, too.
Yeah, he's a busy man. He's not that busy this month. Only two books. A cover in one book.
Gambit? Hey, Gambit's making it all the way to 8. Okay.
Wow.
Age of Apocalypse. We'll see if that makes it to 12.
New artist on Gambit.
Yeah.
Age of Apocalypse isn't bad, it's just confusing.
Yeah, and it's not selling real well. It's doing okay, it's not doing as bad as the Extreme X-Men.
Well, that's
I didn't even know that was even still
good. It still is. X-Factor 250, yay.
Extreme X-Men is only for extreme fans.
There you go, and here we go, Deadpool Killustrated.
So what was the deal with all these, like...
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter was successful, so we will do...
Pretty much, Deadpool Moby Hunter.
I think they're saying this last Deadpool miniseries was
so
awesome.
Yeah, I know, it did. It sold real fast. I was just wondering. I was surprised that it did.
It's like Pride.
So was I.
But seeing some of them talking about eBay, what they were going for, and I was like, why?
Yeah, that my question is why as well.
Don't buy them on eBay. I'll find mine.
So the trade just came out today. Get like it.
$2. Well, I got them. I was
No, TBD's doing X-Men 40 as well. Now, end of an era. What is that? It's not the last issue. What era is ending?
Maybe they're breaking up the team.
But was that a team?
Yeah.
How could Colossus be on that team when he's on the run as one of the Illuminati, you know?
So when I asked Mr. Wood, who set this team up, when this took place, he said before AVX.
Okay.
So I don't, this is not Mr. Wood writing it.
Right.
Definitely before. I mean, Colossus ain't even, because back over here they were just saying, we're explaining what happened to his powers. And
so... I don't know if this is the end of that story lineup or that team lineup. I don't know why Wood's off of it.
Okay. Oh, I think they're going for a different demographic on Extreme X-Men.
Yeah, that's too much body hair for
a comic. That's a lot of, a lot of beefcake.
Doesn't he have too many pet or too
Donnie many wants the poster of that cover.
I'm not counting
them. When is that poster?
We'll see. Maybe it's in the back. We'll see. Fury Max still. How long is that an ongoing?
They converted it from a mini to an ongoing.
Okay. And I just wish I could get some of the issues. That's the problem.
If you're
because
not reading it, read
there's
it.
There's a strict no overprint policy. No, I'm out of a couple of the issues and can't get more.
Well, the trade should be out.
Wolverine Max. Yeah.
Okay. The first issue wasn't bad.
Yeah, but that's the one they're having trouble with issue two, where they...
Well, the art was eye-hurting. Well, the flashback art.
That's the one who I think quit.
Well, good. Because he should. He should never draw a comic book
again. Your art is bad, and you should feel bad.
Okay, yeah. Avengers West Coast Avengers Omnibus for $100. Yeah.
And they're pulling your favorite stunt on this, by the way, Wolverine Max.
Oh, what are they doing on
covered
this?
Covered by Jock.
Yeah.
Internals, insides by Roland Bushi.
Yeah, much different. Yeah, great cover, not so great insides.
Yeah, same with Fury Max. Goran Pavlov.
Yeah.
I guess he was in the mood for some Russian.
Well, I think he might have done some of the Punisher stuff with him.
Okay.
So, but yeah, now into the hardcovers. Yeah, Avengers West Coast for $100.
Pass. Oh, come on.
Even this Ultimate Comics Divided We Stall, United We Stand, $40. Ultimates, guys.
You know what I gotta say? I was a little sad that the Premier hardcover direct market variant ended.
Okay.
But my wallet's so happy.
Yeah.
I'm not paying $25 for three issues or whatever.
Yeah, no. I was gonna say,
that's actually not a bad deal, even though I wouldn't buy it.
What, the West Coast?
There's a lot of issues, but...
Well, that might be too, but the Ultimate Divided...
I just don't know what demand there's gonna be for that
book. You're getting,
book.
What, 17 it's issues... Still for $39.99. I'm not buying it, but
I need to buy one.
And then this one, collecting Avengers 31 through 34 and two annuals for $30. That seems a little high for this Avengers by Bendis volume 5.
And that 31 through 34 had nothing to do with the two annuals.
Right.
Cuz that those two annuals was the
Revengers.
Yeah, with
Wonder Man.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, and the New Avengers by Brian Bendis, Volume 5.
That's an amazing cover, though.
But it's four issues for $25.
Yeah, 31, 32, 33,
34.
Right.
Four issues, $25. That's
well,
crazy.
Well, would cost you new, more less than that.
Yeah, it would cost 16. You at most 16.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is a little...
What is
even,
that?
Even with the hardcover, it's still a little high.
That's because it's the Premier hardcover.
No, it's not. It says normal.
Well, it says Premier.
Well, it says Premier, but trim size standard, so it's not oversized.
That's
First X-Men. That's yeah, here, five issues, $25. Too much.
Well, at least that's closer to what you would have paid.
Yeah, but...
No, because that's a $3 book.
Okay.
Yeah. That would have been 15.
Spider-Man three issues, $20.
I guess if you factor in the $8 cost of the one issue.
Right, but still.
Maybe the .1's in there?
No.
Well, how do you know that? Because, I mean,
well,
$699.1.
Normally it would say.
Does it?
Yeah.
$699.1 is before 700.
Thank you.
Just saying.
You're a helper. But it's not part of the story, because it's a Morbius one-shot to kick off the Morbius series.
Yeah. I see why you hate Marvel.
No, I just the pricing doesn't make sense.
No, I just mean some of the store like $699.1 to kick off a Morbius.
Yeah, it's a jumping on point right before the last issue.
Yeah.
Uncanny X-Force wrapping up.
So we're gonna have the Consequences trade paperback.
Well, hang on, you forgot the Wolverine Sabretooth again. Four issues, $25.
But that's written by Jeff Loeb.
It is. That was a great seller. We are getting the AVX hardcover next week.
Really? That's pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. That is
$75.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's because it collects a lot, right?
It's 1 through 12 and AVX Versus.
I thought it had the Infinite Comics, too.
Oh, it might have that, too.
So is that 18 issues altogether? 19? Yeah,
for $75.
How many did you order?
Six?
One.
Six? 12.
And I didn't even order it initially. I ordered it on FOC. I'm like, Joe might want one.
He probably will if he ever comes back.
Yeah, so the Consequences trade. That's good. 5 issues, $17.99. I can live with that.
But the problem I have there is you're getting Uncanny X-Men trade the same. Like,
right. That's dealing way before this. Yeah.
You guys should buy that.
Was this... That was AVX. Okay. Yeah, Wolverine and the X-Men trade paperback volume 2. Collecting issues 5 through 8. Wait, aren't we ordering issues 23 and 24?
Yeah,
you know, could that be a little later?
I think it's not a bad price.
It's not a bad price, it's just late.
One that just came out today is 19.
Yeah, so...
You should buy that Captain America and Black Widow trade and just look at the art.
Yes.
Don't leave it.
I'll give you that.
Just look at the art.
Dark Avengers.
And you should.
Scarlet Spider. Yay.
I'll buy that.
Punisher by Rucka. A very old Fantastic Four story arc.
Yeah, what's up with that? Marvel? I mean, I thought he was a DC guy.
Avenging...
But you could take that Fantastic Four thing to the Pittsburgh Comic Con and get Joe Sinnott to sign it.
Okay.
Because he's always there. No lines, no waiting.
Oh, finally this X-Woman. Wasn't that a one-shot? What? Okay.
What is it? Oh, X-Woman.
They're collecting one, two, four one-shots for $25.
The X-Woman?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
It was a one-shot. I sold out of it right away. Milo and Manara. He's well known for his Triple X art.
Well, look at Rogue on that vine. I mean, that's making her feel kind of funny.
Yeah.
What was that song where I feel kind of funny? It makes me feel like the rope in gym class. What song is that? I mean, she looks like she's getting off on that.
The complete Matt Fraction Uncanny X-Men.
Hey, the complete four of the Mighty Avengers.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's something that was really well received. That's something I could sell. The complete Death of Captain America.
What's this Thor Island or Fantastic Four Island of Death?
Yeah, that was. Those were a couple one shots by Wando.
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 Is that Han Solo?
No.
You'll see him in 2015.
Marvel First World War II Superheroes. Ooh, yeah.
I might have to buy that.
Iron Man by Joe Quesada. Oh, yeah.
When did he write Iron Man?
It must have been in...
2000, I guess.
Yeah, 98.
Was that the Heroes Reborn?
It would have been after that.
That was a real short-lived volume.
And Avengers versus Thanos, yes, because we have to get all the Thanos stuff we can out there. Because there's a movie coming, in case you didn't
know. But it's 2 years away.
Yeah, but why not get this out now?
Why not get it out a year before?
Why not get it out?
There's
like
so much
the month
history
before.
Of Thanos. You got to read up on it before the movie comes out.
Yeah, I have a $35 version of the Death of Jean DeWolf.
Well, here's a $20 version. Gambit Classic Volume 2. Now that's just plain misleading. There's not enough material for a classic Gambit Volume 2. It's like we got Kiss Classic Volume 2 this week. I'm like, really? There's enough material?
There's 8 issues in there.
Yeah, but one's a Rogue miniseries.
Well,
it's a Rogue miniseries and a Gambit miniseries. 8 issues for $30 of old reprint stuff that nobody wants.
Contracts.
Although they, and the best part of these, they all had shiny covers. This isn't going to have a shiny cover.
Yeah, no holofoil, no deal.
Counter X, Brian. What didn't we have that, or is this stuff that they didn't collect again
Brian
yet?
Wood. I don't remember him doing that.
Mutant Massacre, good to have that in paperback. Fall of the Mutants in a paperback rather than a $100 omnibus.
Well, that Mutant Massacre was a $75 hardcover or something, wasn't it?
Fair enough. It might have been. I don't know.
I remember it being pretty big. It's got a power pack issue.
Oh, here we go to the posters.
See, I have to buy that.
You know, Donnie, your poster might be TBA 1,
yeah,
TBA 2, or TBA 3. It could be one of those. I'm not sure.
Like, really? How do they expect you to buy a poster?
What could it be?
What
could it be that they haven't released yet? I mean, is there still more stuff that they're going to release, I guess?
They're probably variant covers that aren't finished.
Now, why are these TBA, not TBD? Hmm. That's an interesting. I should ask Marvel that.
They were all TBA this month.
No, they were TBDs.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, see, TBD. Guess there's a difference between being announced and being determined.
I guess so.
Yeah, I guess.
I think we're good for this week. It's after 9. I'm ready to go home.
All right, it's still Halloween. Let's go TP.
There you go. Please don't egg the store. Thank you. See ya.
Than a bullet leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 6-1-6. My ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society, studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Drop the beat out. I'm gonna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. I'm a second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a mess like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch. Eating rappers, man, so thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how